Calling customer support. How can I help you today?
I had a $600 purchase on my Amazon and I am very confused of what's going on.
Sir, can you please tell me what kind of exact message have you received today?
I need to get my money back, ma'am.
Yes, sir, but can you please tell me what kind of message have you received?
Well, someone charged me $629.
Yeah, for. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, for what purpose they have choosing $729 for what purpose and what purchase?
Well, I don't know what they purchased. I want my money back.
Okay, no problem, sir. Let me check on my system. So can you please verify me with your first and your last name?
It's Joseph.
Joseph, and your last name is?
Smith.
Okay, Mr. Joseph Smith, can you also help me with your zip code?
80011.
Okay, sir. Now please allow me with a moment. Let me go ahead and check in my system, okay? Please be on the line. Thank you, Mr. Joseph, for holding the line.
Okay.
Can you hear? Are you
Yeah.
still connected?
Yeah, I'm still connected.
As I can see, it is a transaction for purchasing an iPhone 16, it says, and the amount is $729, it says. So did you purchase this?
I did not.
You did not, right?
No.
So what do you want me to do with this purpose? Like transaction.
I want a refund.
So you want a refund?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, sure. So I'll be canceling this transaction. I'll be sending back the refund money back to you. So in that case, I want you to stay connected with me while I cancel this transaction for you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so please be on the line. Thank you so much, Mr. Joseph, for holding the line, as I can see here, and also I'm trying to cancel this transaction for you, but this says that this is a pre-authorized transaction from your end, Mr. Joseph.
I did not initialize it. I did not want an iPhone.
Okay, so no problem. I'll be helping you in one process, is that I'll be putting as a whole as of now, and also I'll be sending a specific email to your fraud prevention department to inform about this fraud transaction, and also I'll be connecting your call to your headquarters. Okay?
Okay.
And also you can ask them to cancel this transaction for you and put high security alert on the account before the amount gets deducted from your bank, okay? So will it be fine if I go and connect your call to your headquarters for this cancellation process and refund back your money?
Okay.
Yeah, so in that case, can you please verify me the name of your bank so that I can send an email and transfer your call immediately for the cancellation and refund your
it
money
is
back?
Sunflower Bank.
Is it Sunflower Bank?
Yes.
Okay, sir, I'll be sending an email to the Sunflower Bank, and also I'll be connecting your call, okay? So I want you to be on the line, okay?
Okay.
And also, thank you for choosing Amazon Customer Support. You have a great day. Please be on the line.
Okay.
Your debit card lost, stolen, or damaged, or to report unrecognized charges, press 8. For other options, press 2. To be connected with the
Hi, the line has been connected to the headquarters of Sunflower Bank Fraud Prevention Department. How can I help you?
Hi, I had a charge on my card for Amazon, and I don't recognize the purchase.
All right. And what's the charge?
It is $629 for an iPhone 16.
Got it. And for the system verification, help me with the last four of your socials.
It is 7348.
Perfect. See, I believe I'm speaking with Joseph Smith, right?
Yes.
All right. Joseph, could you let me know what type of account do you hold with us? Regular checking, savings?
I have a checking.
Just a checking with us, right? No savings?
No, I don't have a savings.
Got it. Let me check the amount. You said it was $629, correct?
Yes.
All right. Just allow me a moment. Hi, Joseph.
Yes.
Thanks for being on hold. Yes, I see a transaction amount of $629, like you have mentioned, from Amazon for an iPhone 16. How would you like to proceed with this order?
I would like to cancel the purchase and get my money back.
Got it. Let me quickly run a quick security check, and I'll make sure the money does not get debited from your account. So, according to you, what was the last available balance that you had on your check-in before this transaction showed up?
The last one I had was at Taco Star.
Okay. And what's the available balance on your check-in as of now?
It is $11,348. And I forgot what the cent value was.
No problem. So let me quickly run a security check and cancel your transaction. So allow me a few more moments, all right? Hi, Joseph. Thank you for your patience.
Hello.
Yes, I canceled the transaction amount for $629, and I see another charge coming from a website called guns.com. It's an illegal website where you buy firearms and ammunition for $1,500. Did you make this purchase as well?
Who keeps taking my money? I don't want to lose money.
Okay, so you're saying this transaction was also not made by you, right?
Can you pause my card?
Sure, we can do that as well. So, how about I put a high security alert on your account so that if anybody tries to access your account, you will be notified through a text message or an email. Would you like me to do that for you?
I would like to pause my card.
Got it. Allow me a few moments, all right? Hi, Joseph. Thank you for your patience.
Is my card paused?
So as I'm trying to pause your card, it's giving me an error saying that there is a red flag on your account. This red flag was placed by the ATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives. Do you have any issue with a government agency, with the ATF?
I have never heard of that agency.
Okay, so they have put a red flag on your account. So a red flag means if you do not have a word with the ATF as soon as possible, they will freeze all your assets. So let me try to check why they have put a red flag, all right? Just give
me
a moment.
You don't mind if I go down to the bank right now? Because I don't know what all this is. I want my card paused.
Yes, we will do that as well. However, it will be better if you have a word.
I'm going to go down to the bank right now.
This is a cover.